This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Dairy farmers can now apply for financial assistance through USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Joining us to discuss, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, what do producers need to know about the sign-up process that started this week?
Well, the first thing is that you are not supposed to go to your county FSA office in person. You're supposed to call, set up an online appointment, or at least a phone appointment, and then fill out the required paperwork. The good news for dairy is that the payments, Bill, are going to be more significant than what we had thought earlier in the spring. There's a couple of complicated payment formulas, one based on your production in the first quarter of this year, and then the other smaller payment based on the next 6 months. But the bottom line is that if you look at what your production was in the first 3 months of this year and multiply that by $6.20 a hundredweight, that is going to give you the figure that you can expect overall. So it's more complex than that, but the short answer, the executive summary, is really that you'll get a payment of $6.20 per hundredweight times your first quarter production. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that you will only get 80% of that initially. The USDA is in a hurry to get money out, not to the dairy farmers, but to producers of all the eligible products and commodities, and they don't want to overshoot their targets and end up giving out more money than they have available. So the first payment to dairy as well as other producers is going to be 80%, and then if there's still money in the pot, they will provide the other 20% later in the summer.
Producers can sign up for this at farmers.gov/CFAP, and the National Milk Producers Federation also has resources available at nmpf.org. So what else should dairy farmers be thinking about when filling out this application?
A couple points for your listeners to keep in mind. One is that any milk that you are covering through forward contracts, the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the Dairy Revenue Protection Program, or the Livestock Gross Margin Program, that is also eligible for payments under the new CFAP. So you may already have some risk management tools in place for part of your 2020 production, but that milk is also eligible here to be covered as well. The other thing that they have done, USDA has done, things are pushing them, is that they have increased the payment limitation. It was initially going to be $125,000 per commodity. Now it's $250,000 per farm entity, and depending on how your business is structured, such as a LLC corporation, that may be actually $750,000. We know that farms of all sizes deserve to be treated equitably, so we think that a higher payment limit, given the size and the nature of the business operation, is the most equitable way to treat all farms. So ultimately, it's going to be up to USDA to look at your production history that you provide, information about your farm, your business, and then they are expected to get the payments out in June. The other point I wanted to add, for those farms that may have had to dispose of milk on the farm earlier in the spring, during the first quarter, that milk production is also eligible for payments. So as long as you've got some indication as to the approximate volume that you may have had to dump, that can also be covered by the CFAP. So these are all ways that USDA wants to be as farmer friendly as possible with this program. They understand that there will be a dire need, especially for dairy, given where we think margins are going to be this spring. And so they want to get this information processed as quickly as possible. Now, farmers don't have to sign up until the end of August for this. The deadline is August 28th, so there is a three-month window. But we would recommend that in order to get your place in line, it's better to call this week, set up that appointment, and then have the necessary information ready to share when they can actually take your application.
And again, that website address, farmers.gov/CFAP. And more resources also available at National Milk's website at nmpf.org. Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.